Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do a Biz Bites with Bonnie segment, and we're going to talk about the power of video. And we're going to get to that in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to let you know how much I appreciate you, all of you, taking time out of your busy day to spend time here with me on the show. I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time is well spent. Now, I know I say this all the time, but I truly do believe that a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping others live their dream. And perhaps that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Now, make sure you check out the show page before you leave. There's always a free gift for you, and there's links to connect with me on my website and Facebook. And I always want to hear from people. Maybe you have a message to share. I love having guests on the show. So please reach out to me if you would be interested in sharing your message with the world. I love the fact that this show is really spans the globe. 60 some countries, and I love being able to reach people everywhere. So if you have a message, whether it's, local or worldwide, doesn't matter really, it helps you to get that message out there. Think of it as free advertising, because it is. So anyway, let me know if you're interested in being a guest on the show. So without further ado, let's get into our topic for today. So let's talk about the power of video. There are a lot of things to do as an entrepreneur to market yourself and what you can do for people, how you can help them. There's, having an irresistible offer so that you get people on your email list or social media. There's all kinds of things that we should do, or at least we're told to do. And all those things are good. But adding video to some of that stuff that just puts it on steroids. It's amazing. So why should entrepreneurs use video? Well, let's go through some statistics. I did some research and got some more recent statistics about video. So I want to share some of those with you. And then hopefully by sharing that with you, you'll find, I probably should do video if you're not already doing it. And if you are, kudos to you. You're in the top, 10% of people who are actually doing that stuff. So one of the statistics I found was that by next year, 2019, the global consumer internet video traffic will account for 80% of all customer internet traffic. That's a huge amount. And Facebook currently generates about 8 billion video views on an average day. That's a huge amount of videos that are out there. So part of doing video marketing, or really any kind of marketing, is that you have to also differentiate yourself. I'll talk a little bit about that later. Some other stats that I found. Mobile video consumption, people on their cell phones, rises 100% every year. More and more people are using mobile devices as opposed to sitting at their desk watching something on their computer. And 55% of people watch videos online every day. That's a huge percentage. 92% of those people are mobile video customers. And so they watch on their phone or their tablet or whatever device that they have with them. Now, if you sell products, 90% of users say that product videos are helpful in helping them decide, do they want to purchase this product or not? And after watching a video, 64% of users are more likely to buy that product online. And on social media, if you're using video, you've got a 1,200% more chance of shares than just a text and an image. If you just have plain text, it gets the least amount of shares generally. If you have a text and an image, it's a little bit more. But if you're using video with it, it just skyrockets to 1,200% more. And then videos views on viewed on Facebook have 135% greater organic reach than photo posts, meaning that, you know, there's still some organic traffic. Most of it is going to video now. Otherwise, pretty much on Facebook, at least, you have to pay for it. So it's another way to increase your organic reach. Including, now let's talk about your website, including video on a landing page or on your homepage on your website can increase conversions if you've got an opt-in on there by 80%. Here's an interesting one. If you include video in an email, like your email campaign out to your subscribers, when you include video in that email, it increases the leads 200 to 300%. In terms of the click-through rate. So say you're offering something, you know, a strategy call with you or to click on something. That rate of clicking increases 200 to 300%. The most effective types of video content are customer testimonials, tutorial videos, and demonstration videos. And the other thing is that if somebody watches a video, and it has to be engaging enough so actually they watch most of it or all of it, but if they do, that video sort of sticks with them. It stays in their minds. It's said to be that 80% of users recall a video that they viewed in the past 30 days. So it kind of sticks with people longer. So how to incorporate video into your marketing? Well, there's some tips I want to share with you today to make it, you know, kind of easy for you. Number one, show people who you are. You know, talk about not, oh, I'm so great. I have all this and best car and the best house. That's not really what people want to hear, but show people who you are authentically, really. You know, maybe there was a struggle that you went through. Maybe there was, it's what makes you who you are and perhaps why you do what you do. So share that with people. Be your authentic self. Be willing to show vulnerability. Not that it should be a woe is me type of thing, but let people know you're a real person. And then share your message, whatever that message is. You know, by this time, hopefully you would have identified your ideal client and what their pain point is. So your message should relate to that. I mean, all these things should sort of make sense and link together, right? Right? So share your message in terms of what they want to hear. How you can help them with their problem, how you can solve their pain. And then sharing stories. You know, people remember stories. So whether it's your stories or someone else's, maybe a previous client, or even just a celebrity story that people can relate to it then, because stories really stick with people better than facts. Like the facts that I listed before earlier in the show today about, you know, video statistics, probably aren't going to remember too many of those. But if I told you a story about how one of those statistics played out in real situation, you would remember that. So sharing stories is really important. And then always have a call to action. You know, it doesn't really do you a lot of good in terms of marketing if you have a video that you share and great content, great information, but there's no way for people to, you know, get in touch with you. There's nothing there for them to connect with you, no call to action. The what's next needs to be there for those people who want it. And then once you have that, post it everywhere, you know, YouTube, if you have a YouTube channel, or create one, your website, social media, put it out there as many places as you can be. Now, it's a little bit different than with blogs, because we probably all know that if you have the same blog word for word in a few different places, Mr. Google or search engines see that as spamming. And so they might, you know, not show it as much. They might even also shut something down, and it could be really bad. But not so much with video. Videos can be in different places, the same video. It doesn't sort of have that same rule. Now, one thing, a little tip that I want to give you that so many people miss, even companies that you'd think would know this, miss it. So this is a really important tip for you if you're going to post videos on your YouTube channel. When you post your video, and if you want more information on that, you can always connect with me. I put my contact information on the show page. I'm happy to help you with that. But if you use YouTube now or are going to, and you post your video, one of the things you're going to have to fill in is the description of what you're posting. So many people don't take advantage of this the way they should. The first line or two is what's going to show in the description, and then you have to click on See More for it to drop down and see the rest of it. So for people to be able to connect with you, I always encourage people to put their website in that first line or two, and it has to be the entire link, the whole URL with the HTTP or HTTPS, whichever you have, because that will make it automatically hyperlinked. So if your video shows and they can only see those first two lines and your website is right there or whatever link you put in there to connect with you or whatever your call to action is, then they'll be able to do that. If you don't put it in there, or if you put it below the first two lines and then they'd have to click on, you know, show more so that they could find it, they're probably not going to find it because a lot of people don't even click on show more. They just like look at the video and, oh, if there's a link there, they might click on it. So that's a huge tip that I see people making this mistake all the time. And so it's so simple. When you upload your video, you know, put in the appropriate keywords and all that sort of thing, but also put that hyperlink in there. Put the entire URL, whatever, wherever you want people to go, whether it's your website or your Facebook page or what, wherever. But put that in the first line or two so that it shows up and so that it's clickable. If you just use the www, it's not going to be clickable. You have to use the whole URL. So that's my kind of It's kind of one of my pet peeves that I see people having these wonderful videos and they've got this huge business, or it seems like it is anyway, and yet they don't do this. And it's such a simple thing to fix. So that's your tip for today. So your success work today is to just think about video and how you could incorporate that into your business. Now, if you're a person who likes to be on social media and is okay doing, you know, live stuff like Facebook Lives, there is also a way to take those Facebook Lives And as long as you've created it, you can download it and then put that on your YouTube channel too. So you can also spread those out all over. And if you don't like being on camera, no worries, because there's all kinds of software out there and ways that you can just share your screen as an example to get the message out there. And it doesn't have to be your face necessarily if that is something you don't want to do. And then the last thing that I would give you as you're thinking about how to incorporate video into your marketing for your business is to ask people to share. You know, people, it's not that they don't want to share, it's that they don't think of it. So ask them to share. Just say, please share. And that will get you a whole lot more shares than if you don't ask. And again, it's not that people don't want to, it's just that they don't think of it. Sometimes they just, it just needs to be pretty spelled out for people. So that would be the last thing that I would say. So think about video, how you can incorporate it. Make sure if you're using YouTube to have that link or some way to connect with you, whether it's your opt-in or whatever, in the first two lines of the description box, and then ask people to share. So I hope that you enjoyed today's tips and some of the stats about videos and how to incorporate that into your marketing for your business. And as always, if you've got questions, want to connect with me, you know, all my stuff is on the show page below. I would love to hear from you and I would love to help you because I can't help myself. I just like to do this stuff. So connect with me if you're so inclined. And until next time, I really want you to believe that anything is possible, as long as you believe in yourself.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.